Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rem T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. Talking Pesachim 34, talking about one of my favorite prophets, one of my favorite Nevi'im in the entire Tanakh. Rav Yochanan said, it is an invalidation, talking about a practical difference between the views of Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Talking about invalidation of Tumah versus an invalidation deriving from the Tumah itself. So Rav Yochanan said it is an invalidation caused by the possibility of Tumah. Accordingly, if the prophet Elijah, Eliyahu, will come and pronounce the Trumah Tahor, we will listen to him and permit it to be eaten. The notes point out, by assuring us that it did not acquire Tumah while the Kohen's attention lapsed, Rashi points out, the prophet Elijah, who will herald the Messiah's coming, as Erevin points out, will at that time, through his prophetic powers, answer all unresolved questions. Like we say when there's a question in the Gemara, we don't know the answer. Tishbi Yitards Kushios Ve'ibayos. Tishbi Eliyahu HaTishbi is Teku, what they say, and he comes and will answer the questions. However, Reish Lakish said is an invalidation derived from the Truma itself. Accordingly, if the prophet Elijah will come and pronounce it Tahor, we will not listen to him. For since the Truma is invalid regarding... it's invalid regardless of whether it acquired Tumah, it remains forbidden for consumption even after his testimony. The key point being to think about and to analyze and to bring to our own minds the idea of Eliyahu Hanavi. Every day we're supposed to say in davening, as per the Rambam's principles, Maimonides' principles, Ani ma'amin b'emunah shleima b'vias ha-mashiach ve'af al pi she'is mameh im kozeh achak lo b'chol yom she'yavo. Every day I believe with a complete faith, with a complete belief that he should come. Are we standing ready, willing, able, and fully desiring and hoping that Mashiach will come and Eliyahu will come and announce him and talk and get everyone to be ready to go see him? You know, they say about one of the great rabbis, one of the great sages of the past few generations, it might have been even the Chafetz Chaim himself, that he would have a bag ready, packed, willing and able to go. If Mashiach would come at any time, Eliyahu would come at any time and herald him and proclaim him, he had his bag ready to go. We in our minds, in our hearts, in our mindset should realize and think that we should be ready at a moment's notice to go to Israel. We shouldn't get too bogged down with any materialism, with our houses or our cars or our jobs or anything physical or materialistic. We have to be able to go at a moment's notice to get up and leave the countries of exiles and move over to Israel, where we're supposed to be, where we're supposed to belong. Because really, at any moment he could come, at any time he could come, besides for Erev Shabbos or Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov or Yom Tov, the Gemara points out, because he doesn't want to be matriachas. Hashem doesn't want us to be matriach, to have to be worried when we're busy getting ready for Shabbos. But right after Shabbos, we say Eliyahu Hanavi, because he's supposed to come right away the second after Shabbos. And there's so many different psukim and songs related to Eliyahu after Shabbos, because that's the first time right after Shabbos he could come of that week. So we should keep it in our mind and our hearts to really want Mashiach to come, to really want Eliyahu to come at any moment, be ready, willing, and able to stand up and ready to go and make the move once he comes, which should speedily be in our days, especially today. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 35 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.